There's always that rationalization. There's always that justification. Could it be that the woman wasn't properly dressed? Could it be that she led him on? Could it be this? Could it be that?
Hi, my name is Janelle Pantlitz, and welcome back to another episode of Not So Ladylike, where we discuss various topics relating to women. And for today's episode, we will be discussing double standards among both men and women, and if it really affects one gender more than the other. And just before we dive into that, I have a very special guest here with me today. Hi, Tina Doom. Can you please tell the audience a bit about yourself?
Hi, everyone. Thank you very much, Janelle, for having me. My name is Chinedum Adebomi. I come from Nigeria. I'm a mother of four. I'm a wife. I work full-time. I've been in the international development field. I've been there for 15 years. I have a master's in peace and conflict studies. I'm currently a postgraduate student of the gender studies at the University of Northern British Columbia. I'm in my first year there. I'm also currently finalizing my PhD in peace and conflict studies here in Nigeria. I'm a gender advocate. I also enjoy working in conflict and peace building.
I just want to say congratulations on everything you've accomplished so far, because that's a lot. And I know the journey couldn't have been that easy.
Thank you.
Of course. So just diving right in. So I took it upon myself to do a bit of Googling. And what I found, at least the Google definition of what double standards is, it's a rule or principle in which unfairly applies to different people or different groups. Would you say that's like the standard definition?
Yes, I agree with that. You know, because you say you have it, someone has double standards. If the person makes rules but apply them differently, you know, based on who is involved, either probably from the perspective of gender, race, class, and things like that.
And do you think, like in your professional opinion, why do you think it's even such a big thing in our society today?
People maintain double standards to continue to give way to oppressive status quo.
Yeah.
And also permit me to say that coming from a feminist perspective, that, you know, double standards also result as come up as a result of socialization and masculinity. So, for instance, we live, for those of us in very patriarchal societies, you know, when double standards are maintained, especially in cases where men and women are involved, it kind of continues to build that environment for male dominance. It continues to build that environment for men to be insensitive to the issues that affect women. And it, at the end of the day, has this multiplier effect on the society at large.
And do you think that it mainly affects one gender more than the other? Like, do you think so?
Yeah, I think maintaining double standards affects women more than men. And I'll give you some examples. Like when we consider the workplace policies around sexual harassment, You'll see that certain organizations and employers have these policies in place. They encourage people to speak out. They encourage you to tell when you are being sexually harassed. But We find out that the truth is, when a man is involved, it's treated with kids' gloves. There's always that rationalization. There's always that justification. Could it be that the woman wasn't properly dressed? Could it be that she led him on? Could it be this? Could it be that? And when that happens, it's a policy. You've asked people to speak up. But now when people speak up, because it's a woman and because we're in a patriarchal society, you want to justify the actions of the man or the men involved. And most times, those cases are not picked up. They are not handled, you know, transparently, holding the perpetrator, holding the perpetrator to account for his actions, you know. So in that instance, that particular instance, you see that, yes, there's a policy, but when a man is involved, when a man is at the receiving end, you know, the application of that policy is different from when a woman is involved.
No, definitely. And I've seen a lot of issues where that was the case. That happens so many times.
Yes.
Stuff like that. And it's really sad, the fact that women are really at the bottom when it comes to double standards and just how men in particular view them, or just society in general.
Yes.
Like, regarding that, though, do you think there's ways we can actually combat the whole double standards issue just as a society in general?
Yes, I think so. I think there are several ways that we can do that. First of all is we identify, because if you do not identify what the problem is, you cannot come to a resolution. So you identify and you confront that problem. You don't confront the person involved. You are objective and strategic about your approach, your response. It should be the problem and not the person. So when you identify the problem, what particular area is perceived as being maintaining a double standard, and then you confront that area, that is one way we can do that. And the way that we cannot do it is through violence. As a peace builder, as a peace scholar, I always advocate for conflict sensitive and non-violent ways, you know, of resolving issues. But saying that, it is very, very important for all of us, men, women, those that make the laws and those that the laws affect, need to identify what the problem is. For instance, when we still have this problem of women not being bold enough to speak out,
yeah,
you know, when they are sexually molested, assaulted, or harassed, you know, that's because there's this culture of always turning the tables against the victims and not the perpetrators. But then it doesn't still justify the fact that women should keep quiet. We need to continue to speak out. And speaking out also has an effect. And what is expected of the society is, once someone speaks out, once a woman speaks out, once a young girl speaks out, it should be taken up immediately by all the relevant stakeholders involved. And that is the way you confront that problem and make sure that it is either nipped in the bud, it is contained, or it is put in a way that anybody towing that line knows what the implications are.
Yeah, no, definitely. Honestly, I get that perspective 100%. Well, that is everything I have for you today. Thank you so much for doing this and taking the time out of your day to come and just speak with me.
Thank you very much, Janelle. Thank you very much for having me. And I hope that this brief discussion makes the impact it should make. We really need to create awareness. We really need to engage with the right stakeholders. And we also really need to research and continue to advocate for issues that affect women and issues that affect the society at large. Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
Of course, no problem. Thank you so much. And thank you everyone for tuning in this week for another episode of Not So Ladylike. See you next week.